Alright, if I could have you go ahead and put this in the top left-hand corner of your front windshield, this gentleman's going to hand you an information sheet.
Alright, so on this side right here, there's information we need you to fill out. And on the back side, there's info about the test. Do you need a pen?
I do not.
Alright, you got any questions for me, sir?
No, I think that should do well. Thank you.
Alright, perfect. Have you go all the way down. Follow the codes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thursday's event marked the third mass testing for the Grand Forks area. It also marked the second time the parking lot of the Alaris Center was used to conduct the testing. This is City Communications Specialist John Bernstrom.
We have the vehicles wrap around the building, so there's room for them to line up, to queue up. And then National Guard has it set up. It looks like they got five lanes of operations here. I've seen it as large as six lanes of operations, testing as many people as they can. At this event, we reached out to close contacts of positive cases here in Grand Forks County. First responders, of course. Some of these people have been tested multiple times. And then also here, businesses have started to open up again in some form or fashion. Some never closed. And this testing event here is available for our, use the term, frontline workers. People that are out there, your delivery people, your bartenders, your waiters and waitresses and cooks, if they would like to get a test, this testing event is open to them as well.
Yeah, I'm Debbie Swanson with the Grand Forks Public Health Department. It's true, the testing that we are doing today is something called PCR testing. It's a point in time. It tells you if you currently have the virus. And so we know that it just gives you an indication of what's happening at this moment in time. We know because this virus is circulating that people may test positive later because they have another exposure or their body hasn't built up the antibodies and isn't creating a disease condition in their body yet that can be determined.
Captain Laura Schmidt, Civil Support Survey Team Leader. So we currently have medics from the Air National Guard and the Army National Guard that are doing all the swabbing. They're of many ranks. We have officers and non-commissioned officers. And then we also have military police who are doing our demographics. It's the personal information that we need, or actually the state lab needs, in order to run the tests. Just their basic information. And then we also provide an area where they can talk about symptoms. So if they've had any symptoms that might pertain to COVID-19, or if they have any pre-existing medical conditions that might affect how they contract COVID-19. Symptoms that they've talked about, I think the health department has talked about. So fever, chills, runny nose, muscle ache, sore throat, cough, headache, abdominal pain. What you would think would be flu symptoms could also potentially be COVID-19 symptoms. Yeah, you know, we're in a crazy season right now where it could be anything. It could be flus coming up again. It could be COVID-19. And it could also just be allergies. But it's good that people are coming out here to get tested just in case.
Fame, F-A-Y-M-E. I'm from Grand Forks. I'm a social worker. I have contact with numerous people during the day, delivering lunches and things, providing services to lots of residents, and I am unaware of what their history and background is. I, of course, stress out about it. I have kids that have special needs and don't have an idea of what a bubble is. So it's important for me to make sure that the things that I'm doing to bring home to them are being safe as well. So, I mean, like, I of course, think about it all the time, but... some people don't seem to be putting other people's safety into consideration. I can't judge whatever their reasoning is, but knowing that I have people that are at risk in my house and at another home that I'm hoping to be able to see sometime this summer, like I have family members that are high risk, and not knowing what is potential for them is kind of scary. Like they can't leave the house for sure. I think the county and things is doing well. I maybe question the response of the people that live here, if I have to be completely honest. I went to Fargo a couple of days ago, a week ago maybe, and I'm astounded at the number of people not wearing masks, and the numbers that they have there kind of are striking. So.
How are you today, sir?
Doing well. I'm with Prairie Public, so I'm just going to have this recorder going while we do this.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. What do I have to do here?
All right. So basically, my partner here is going to verify some information with you here real quick. Afterwards, we're going to do a test on you. We're going to do an oral swab. It's going to be in the back of your throat. You may cough or gag a little bit. That's perfectly normal. Just ask that you try to keep your mouth as wide open as you can for me, and keep your head as still as possible for me.
Is your phone number 701?
It is.
And is your name spelled correctly on here?
Yes, it is.
And is your date of birth correct?
That is correct.
Perfect.
And I could just have you remove your mask.
Okay.
Have you open your mouth, stick your tongue out at me, and go, ah. Just like that. You're doing great, sir. bit on this side, halfway there. Almost done. And that is it. You're good to go, sir.
Grand Forks City officials say in the four-hour window, they were able to conduct 475 of the proposed 500 tests.
If your results are positive, they'll be calling within 2 to 3 days. If they're negative, they're not calling at all, so no news is good news.
For the Prairie Public Newsroom, I'm Todd McDonald.